Baby girl, let me buy you a drink. I know you hate them.
People line up at like 8 a.m. and then like kind of like rush to get in.
The scheduling with Showdown, because I know a lot of people are complaining about how it's at the same time as the national game. So tell me a little bit about the scheduling with Showdown, because I know a lot of people are complaining about how it's at the same time as the national game. Mm-hmm. So how did that whole thing set up?
Honestly, I think of it as like suffering from success, because we actually, when choosing the ALC Showdown date, we actually designed it to be after the hockey season was over, and because like the availability of Conti is based off of like when BC hockey team is actually like competing, and when we talked to a lot of people, they were saying, oh, like the 13th is a good date, or like sometime after that, and we were like, well, let's just go for earlier. So we went with April 13th, and then hockey like sweeped. So like, so it was kind of just like, so it was like low key like getting blindsided, but at the same time, I'm happy for the BC hockey team, but I also think that there's been like lots of work that's been put into this, and I know we kind of talked about this, but we also want to like provide updates on the hockey team.
Yeah, so I think it seems like the athletics and like the planning of Showdown like are like completely separate, and like we just like had like a scheduling mix up, but we like work with athletics throughout the whole year, like starting in the fall to make sure we get a weekend basically like that goes with their schedule. So like the reason it was so late this year compared to like other years was to like hopefully accommodate like for hockey. So when they locked the date down for this Showdown like as soon as they could, which was like probably back in January or February when they like, or like when they decided that this was the weekend that it was gonna be,
low-key December,
or maybe it was December. Oh yeah, they were pretty sure in December, and then they locked it down. So after that, it was like no changes, like things were booked and whatever. And we work with athletics. Like every Showdown meeting we have to plan, like Showdown is also with athletics because they help us out with a lot. Like they provide like the security and the space, and like we work with them out throughout the day. So they knew what's going on. So we try to and we're still, we don't want to make any promises yet, but we're still trying to work with them to like. Like the game is a great thing, like I hope the students are paying attention to that and cheering the hockey team on. So anyway, we can incorporate that into the Showdown programming that's like possible, we're gonna do. So we're very excited about that, and we're like talking to athletics about it. Yeah, so.
You can't bank on your hockey team being the best in the country.
Exactly. Like
you can't bank on them being a lock.
And they're doing amazing. Like they're doing amazing. So I mean, I hope they win. But.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And you mentioned updates or something. Mm-hmm. Did you say that during the show?
Yeah, we probably will give, we want to keep y'all updated, so we're definitely going to, like, when we'll have check-ins with the audience, like we usually do every Showdown, and so hopefully we'll be able to give you guys some updates about the game during that, and so that people are still in the loop while watching the dances.
I'm preaching to the choir by saying it's such a production, at some point you can't move it, you know?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Like, we talked to Lubins last year about it, because he was host the year before, 2 years ago? Mm-hmm. 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And he was like, it's a $100,000 production.
Exactly.
Like, you can't just move
at
it.
At all. Like,
I've had people come in left and right, because like, I was not very quiet about the fact I was going to be talking to you guys at some point.
Yeah.
And they were like, why, like, ask about why they can't just move. I'm like, what do you mean? It's a
huge
production.
No, it's planned months and months in advance, and it's a lot of money. And a lot of people are booked. Like, a lot of people have put that in their calendars to work the event for months and months and months, so.
And we had a production meeting, like, earlier last week, and, like, when they showed it to us, like, trying to move it is basically impossible because, like, basically, like, people are going to be there past, like, the time that the show actually ends. Like, people are going to be, like, breaking down everything. Like, there's going to be a crane in there to help set up the stage. Like it's
crane's
not just,
booked.
Like...
Crane
like,
is booked.
Like,
it is not
like,
moving.
Like, it's not just, like, we have to, like, set up everything, like, whether it comes to, like, sound or, like, the staging system. So it's, like, it's not just a simple process. Like, it's hundreds of people are working on this production. So, like, it's not just, like, a, let's just move it a couple hours.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's definitely a... finesse to pick the date in the first place, because then people want to know the date soon too, so they can, parents can fly in or like book tickets. So dance teams want to know the date and to start preparing like as soon as possible, so they want the date announcement when they can get it, usually first semester, but then to like accommodate hockey we have to, you know, like wait until we like see what their schedule is looking like. So it's basically just we gotta deal where we can fit in and then make the best of it. So I mean, I'm happy about it regardless, that it's gonna be a great show, but just one of those things.
Yeah, my parents flew in last year. Yeah, it is a thing.
People are waiting for this date.
Yeah, I mean, it is, a lot of people call it the biggest event at BC every year. And I mean, how many tickets are there to sell out? Like 5,000 or something crazy like that?
Yeah.
I'm thinking less, because we were sold working. Out. It was sold out. We were looking at last year's script, and I think it was about 53 or 54.
Yeah. I think it was around like 5,500.
Yeah. I mean, until this year at Hockey Games, that I'd never seen Conti full until showdown last year. Yeah.
No, exactly. And it's so cool being able to see it full, too.
And to know that, like, we're a part of it. Yeah. It was actually cool because last year I was sitting, like, we all get, like, assigned different jobs. And my job, where I was sitting in the visitor section, and the person behind me was, like, I came to the first showdown that ALC had, like, almost, like, 20-something years ago.
Crazy.
And he was, like, there was, like, five people. It was, like, a very small production to see it, like, everybody fill up Conti is, like, it was such an amazing feeling. And, like, I'm hoping we continue that this year.
Yeah, it's crazy, the culture around dance here. And weird.
Yeah, I know. It's really weird. Something I never knew about BC until you're here. You're like, you don't realize.
Like, whatever. People, they say that on, like, the tours now. Yeah. Like, we're dance school.
Oh, yeah,
like,
we're literally
what the fuck does that mean?
Hockey and dance. Like,
hockey dance. Hockey and dance. It's not a bad combo to have, in my opinion. But tell me about, like, script writing stuff. Are you two emceeing together? How is it working this year?
Yeah.
This is huge. This is huge.
So, usually, it's like a
you're coming
director.
A little bit closer to the mic. Sorry. No problem.
Usually it's director and assistant director that MC. And so I think we're probably going to keep that tradition going on this year too. And we're doing the script writing right now. And like some of it is also like we work with the dance teams. They have to get the production info and like show order and stuff. But then the rest of it is just us like coming up with it. And the script writing is definitely one of the parts that makes me more nervous. Mm-hmm. I have a film pro right here. Oh. So.
Not too much, but I think it's. I remember last year, like a lot of the stuff was like, okay, like how do we make this entertaining? How do we make this like something that people are actually like gonna enjoy? Because like obviously you're here for like your friends and like to see like.
They're here for the dancers, for
y'all.
They're here for y'all, but we're just there also.
Yeah, exactly, and it's just like okay, so how do we like keep it cute, but like also like. Make it interesting, so it's going to be interesting to see it play out on the day.
And also just making sure we highlight what ALC is about too, I think, is a big thing with the script, because at the end of the day it's like a culture show and it's like a HANA Leadership Council, so I know like in the like lights and dances it can like get lost, what and like it's for the winners like give back to charity, and it's like it is a big thing, so just like making sure people remember what the purpose is and like how it benefits the HANA community at BC is like an important part of the script making part too.
Right, and the change in the rubric a couple years ago is a big part in that. I know culture wasn't as big of an issue or issue big of a like topic for the dance like planning, but I don't know how long ago this was. I don't know if you remember this, how long ago they changed the rubric to make it so culture is like a big aspect in the rubric.
I think that maybe the initial change was possibly like 2 years ago. I know every year like when the judges are picked, like they see the rubric, so like tweaks and stuff can be made to like help them better score, and then the teams are all aware about it. But culture is definitely like something that like there's usually four main categories on the rubric, and culture is one of them.
Yeah, tell us about the breakdown. People do not know this.
So, off the dome, I don't have it.
Yeah, like, it's, like, four main categories, I think, every year, and, like, I think dance and tech, like, incorporation of theme, how you do your theme is one of them. I think, like, dance and technique is one of them. I think, like, team incorporation, or, like, how the team, like, works together, how fluid they are is, like, the other, and then the culture is like the fourth, like how they present their culture, how it like represents how it shares a culture that they say they're going to talk about, because that's one of the expectations they know about in the meantime or ahead of time. So yeah, like, and the teams all see the rubric and the judges all see the rubric, and it definitely can be tweaked, wording can be tweaked from year to year, but culture will always probably remain one of those big categories because it's a dance cultural like showcase event, so we definitely want to leave that in the rubric.
It also just intrinsically makes the dances more interesting.
Exactly, like, and I think it forces teams to be unique and like different, because you know there's like a lot of them have shows already that they do throughout the year, and like they do amazing things in their shows. Like I go to a lot of them, but it's a different type of performance for to like challenge them. Like they are forced to. Oh, you have it right there.
Oh, we have a rubric. I have the rubric. Okay. So the four categories.
Yeah, I wasn't hiding it. They have it.
It's there.
The four categories are culture, knowledge of choreography / technique, stage presence / group dynamic, and creativity / presentation of theme.
Was I pretty spot on those?
You were
right?
Pretty, yeah,
right?
That was it. You weren't. That wasn't necessary. Well, we had it. We had it locked out.
No, just for confirmation. It's good that they got it confirmed. But yeah, so culture is a big part, and the teams know that, and they're made aware. So
Yeah. And like I was saying, it totally makes it so much cooler. Yeah. I mean, like Musty's last year. Come on.
Yes. Come on. Like, come on. Exactly.
That
like,
shit was awesome. And we interviewed them right afterwards. Or when did we interview Suhani? Right afterwards or earlier?
It was like a week or two after.
Okay, yeah. And she was describing it. Apparently, they had 3 weeks of practice leading up to it. Like, some of these teams just, they know what they're doing.
Teams I know have, like, big shows and stuff in, like, the months leading up. So they can't really focus on Showdown until, like, right before. So it's always, like.
Right, like, Big Show does that. Or, yeah. Sorry, Sexual Chocolate does that with Big Show. I mean, DOBC.
Yeah. Famous just had their 20th year anniversary.
Literally 3 weeks ago. Like, I don't know how they have time to pull this together. It's
insane. They work hard, though. I have, like, I know a lot of dancers. Like, we get to know a lot of the dancers from the dance teams. Obviously, we meet with them, and they, like, are, like, always asking for, like, more studio time or stuff. Like, they're always in the studio. They're always working. So I'm like, wow. Like, they put in a lot, so.
No, it is crazy. It is crazy. And the studios are booked 24/7.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. You know,
we saw 3 people on 3 different dance teams going up our elevator in Walsh going to dance practice at 9 p.m. last night. And every one of them was like, I'll see you at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, like, they can get crazy hours.
It's crazy.
They'll go rain or shine. Like, yesterday it was, like, flooding, and I, like, saw some people walking to Brain Campus. Like, I would have never. So, shout out to the dance teams. I hope they're preparing well.
Yeah. Clearly they are. I don't know what's happening. But tell me about, so we already talked a little bit about, like, the hockey team and at the same time. What are ticket sales looking like? I know we mentioned earlier student tickets are sold out.
So free student tickets. Like, you said, free student tickets. There is no free student tickets. So I'll explain how the tickets worked. How the tickets worked, because I know the tickets. Like, there was some, like, mix up with some of the tickets, but all tickets are done through Rob Sham. And the way tickets were done, so most years you get like, you just buy a ticket, and then to get a wristband to be on the floor, you just arrive early. Like, people line up at, like, 8 a.m. and then, like, kind of, like, rush to get in and, like, run to the floor. This year, the security for Showdown is completely different. It's more like how the football games are done. So, like, they can't really do the wristbands day of, and, like, they're more strict on, like, what you can bring in, stuff like that. So they're doing wristbands a different way for people to get floor, where it's, like, you, when the tickets first got released, and they're going to release more, I think, too. But you get, like, a floor ticket at that moment, or you get a regular ticket, like, GA ticket at that moment. So those floor
tickets are gone.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think the ones that at least initial release, and I, like, we have to confirm if that was all the tickets, but it might have been all of them. But, like, it was, like, floor tickets were released as this one ticket, and then general admission was a second ticket. So then, or a different ticket. So you would get one or the other. And then there was also, on the release, there was, like, a glitch where some people were getting the GA tickets for free. But, so there was, like, people were getting their tickets for free. Because I remember seeing, like, people getting a bunch of tickets, like, are they free this year? And I was like,
no, they're not.
I didn't know.
I was going to say, I had to pay for mine last year.
Yeah, like, no, they're definitely free. Not free. But I think all those, like, it was, like, I think they caught that glitch pretty fast on. So, like, all the people who got, like, the glitch tickets, like, were, like, emailed, like, with the, like, the information for their tickets. But yeah, it was, like, they're both, and the floor tickets and the GA tickets are the same price and everything. It was just, like, basically first come, first serve for the floor tickets, but they would just get them in advance this year.
I kind of missed the rushing the floor last
year, but security did not.
I can imagine.
I know there was, like, some rush of excitement, and it, like, you know, you, there's people who line up early and really show their dedication,
right? I see. It's assigned seats now?
No, like, okay, once, so you still can get there early to get to the front of the floor versus the back of the floor, or GA will still, you can still decide where you're on the floor or where you are in, like, the general admission. But
got it. Yeah, I remember that was a crazy setup last year.
Yeah, I remember last year me and Dean showed up because we performed in Showdown last year. We got there 3-4 hours before it started.
More. Because we had the last, we went first, so we had the last tech
time. So we were there for hours. Oh, I remember your tech time.
And there was a line. There was like a 200-person line when we showed up for tech time.
Exactly.
It was awesome. You kidding me? It was awesome. Great.
No, but yeah. Before I joined ILC, I remember being in the line sophomore year, and it was madness. Like, I thought I went there early, and there was, like, it was already wrapped around Conti. I was like,
awesome. Yeah. It was awesome.
No, it was great. Yeah. It was warm. It's usually warm weather by then, so, you know, it's more bearable, but.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like 60 degrees that weekend.
Yes.
Yep.
And it's Marathon Monday.
Marathon Monday. That is a big weekend. We actually, I mean, I showed you this. We just rolled out a new thing we're doing on the podcast page. Every week we post like a weekend list of things like events that are going on. This weekend we covered a couple like the Fleabag shows tonight and tomorrow, and then a couple different bars that are doing things, whatever. Next weekend's the easiest we'll ever have to do. It's just stay here.
Literally stay on campus. Stay here. No, it's gonna be a great weekend.
Next weekend's gonna be awesome, that's for sure. Tell me a little bit about ALC though. So like, what's the leadership structure like? What's your goals? What's in your constitution? Stuff like that. I don't know if you were preparing for this in this interview, but yeah.
I think ALC. This is random. Are we doing introductions?
No, you can go ahead now.
Okay, so I'm the assistant director, and Yosan is the director.
Okay.
Which is why she knows more of the details, if you can tell. But basically, ALC, we try not to make it like hierarchical. We try to make it like kind of more flat. So like we like to think of ourselves a little bit more like traffic cops, like directing people like where their efforts are most like helpful. So like with ALC, we try to do like activism work and like things that are benefiting like the Ohana community like socially. So like ALC Showdown, ALC Ball, like those kinds of things like for the social aspect. But like we also do a lot of stuff with like QLC, where we'll have like queer Ohana mixers with the BAIC, or we'll do different like religious programming / like cultural programming. Like we did two Ramadan events. One was like an iftar event, and then one was one of our tote bag talks. So like with ALC, we kind of assign those to like our general coordinators, because like we have a really big team this year. I feel like we just do a lot of delegating, and like it's a very like familial group. I feel very close to a lot of the people. Like I don't think that I'm above anyone because I am like an assistant director. Like I think the work that everybody does on ALC is valuable, so
The way that UGBC, because ALC is part of UGBC, and it definitely is like really complicated, I think, before you're a part of it. Like before, even my first year in UGBC, I think I did not understand how it was.
So, I still don't get it.
Yeah, no, exactly. So ALC, like we're one of the DEI branches of UGBC. Mm-hmm. So like their DEI branches are QLC, CSD, and ALC. So those are the three DEI, Diversity, Inclusion, Equity Councils. Mm-hmm. And then we make up Ohana Leadership Council, and we're the ones who throw Showdown and Ball and, like, other events. And, like, we work with the culture clubs on campus a lot. Like, that's what our roles are. And the people who are mainly in charge of Showdown, besides me and Sarun, are our legacy programmers. Yeah. So, like, every year there's, like, two or three programmers who, like, their whole focus basically the whole year is Showdown and, like, Ball. So shout out Michelle, Nasai, and JJ. They are in the legacy programmers are usually who announces the winners at the end of Showdown too. So a fun fact.
Yeah, shout out to them. Will always has a blast at ALC Ball. Just every year, he loves it.
Not so much the next morning, but
it happens.
I think this is the second year now.
Yeah.
This is second year. We've been to all the ALC balls. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's tough. So you said you joined ALC sophomore year or junior year?
I joined UGBC my sophomore year, but I joined ALC specifically my junior year.
Okay, and then when did you get involved?
We technically joined at the same time, but it was my sophomore year when I joined ALC.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you're getting a leg up here, essentially.
Exactly.
So what was the, because obviously, like you said, y'all are the traffic cops, but what is the structure like for voting? Is it kind of like any other club, or how's that work?
Yeah. So like basically when they choose a director, like the way we did it last year was like a voting, like we, like people nominate or like go for it, and then it's a vote. But within ALC, like, since, like she said, we are super close and stuff, there's usually, like, someone who, like, is, like, wanting to be director and, like, that kind of, like, takes on or, like, is leading towards that role. So there's not usually, like, a very dicey year. It's not, like, something that's, like, very contentious usually. Like, it's usually, like, if it does come down to a vote, if there's a lot of people who are running, then it will. But usually it's not more than one or two people going for it within ALC.
And then, I just lost my sentence. Oh, okay. So for, like, the rest of the positions, you just apply. Like, everybody on the team, like, reapplies for different positions, because we accept, like, a lot of general coordinators and, like, fresh reps. But the assumption is that they'll go into, like, different, like, other positions in ALC. So, like, the director is usually in charge of, like, picking, like and like building the team basically.
Mm-hmm. So we did like we got applications in the summer. They do applications for every of the divisions in the summer, and then me and her spent a lot of time in the summer and like the other UGBC people like reviewing all of them and like doing interviews, doing all that, and that's how we pick the members. And then they renew every year, so like they have to reapply every year. So that it keeps like since it's a part of student government, it's like a position you have to keep showing like okay. that your commitment to.
So is it a so like you said part of the student government? Mm-hmm. Is it a vote among student government or just people that are involved in ALC?
For ALC director?
Yes.
It's within yeah. ALC. Like, okay. it's within the club. And then...
So y'all are, like a part, but, like, y'all are your own thing.
Exactly, okay. exactly. So, like, we, like, kind of operate on our own. Like, we have our own meetings every time. But, like, I meet with, like, the other UGBC leaders, like, every week as well. So, like, It's, like, we have our own complete, like, world that we work in. But, like, they support us and we, like, do a lot of things with them, too. And, okay. Like, collaborations.
That's a really cool setup. Are there other... parts of UGBC that are like ALC that are kind of their own thing but under the
like honest there's like the Senate which is like a whole other beast which is under the Vice President Senate.
I've been to one Senate meeting in my
so like Senate is like we don't like DEI and Senate like we don't or we do we like we have one person in ALC for example who's part of Senate
okay.
like we all kind of like send a rep
who is that this year
in Ghana
okay mm-hmm. I don't think I've met her.
She's our policy coordinator.
She was actually on Musty last year.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah.
Then I probably have met
her. We have winners. We have winners on this team.
We have winners. We don't take losers.
But no, she's our policy coordinator, but like there's a UGBC is like way more basically like all the branches kind of operate independently, but there's like a lot of overlap mm-hmm. with individual people. So, like, with, like, policy, like, they'll also go to, like, intersectionality meetings, which are with, like, all the other DEI branches. Or with, like, Yosan, like, she goes to the – all the branches have directors. Mm-hmm. So they all – that's what, like – so mm-hmm. she meets with all of leadership, and that also includes some admin for UGBC. So, like, we're all aware of what each other is doing, but, like, we operate separately, mm-hmm. basically, okay. unless we're, like, trying to collaborate with each other.
So it's the legacy committee you said that does like the events and everything yeah. like mm-hmm, that. Mm-hmm, okay, yeah. So who's in? So say their names again. Who's in charge of that?
Nasai, JJ, and Michelle.
Okay, and yeah. were they elected or were they like picked?
They were picked from the. They applied and they were picked from their applications to be within that role. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay. What do you guys look for in the, when picking the people to do that? Because it is a huge task to be in charge of.
Yeah, with legacy programmers, it's definitely someone who's like willing to like meet extra and like. Do the extra like they're gonna have to do a lot of meetings not just like the typical ALC meetings but they're gonna have to meet with the like administration and OSI and student affairs and with us like separately they just have to be okay like doing a lot of work in their free time as well mm-hmm. and like they can delegate to the others so like if they're planning an event like they have to be able to I have to be able to, like, order the decorations, and they're able to do that on their own. Like, a lot of self-autonomy in mm-hmm. that role. But it's, like, it's a lot of work. So it's honestly just, like, a commitment thing. And, like, there are people who are in ALC who do a lot of work but aren't legacy coordinators because that's, like, not their, like, main focus. Like, Showdown is not their main focus of the event. But if someone's committed to do Showdown, like, Nasai, he has his pad down. He's been at it.
Yeah.
Like, he's done it. This is his second rodeo just doing Showdown alone. And, they just... they're on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's long hours, but...
I think it's also interesting because sometimes, like, in the interview, like, you might not think that they'll excel in one area, but, like I'm thinking, like, one of our people, like, one of our general coordinators, like, she really stepped up, like, within, like, week two and, like, just, like, stole the show. So, like, I think the main thing that we always look for in applications is, like, the potential to, like, be better, like, and also, like, if you have a good base, like, I'm thinking of one applicant specifically that had applied, but, like, the reason we didn't accept them was because, like, it just seemed like they had too many commitments, and we wanted somebody who would be able to, like, commit 100% to ALC, but then also, like, is capable of...
He's giving me hand signals.
Okay, I'm trying to interpret at the same time. Like, I'm like, what's going on?
What is that?
But, like,
okay.
So, like, with accept... Like, when it comes to, like, accepting, denying, like, who comes into ALC, it usually means, like, Are we sure that you can actually dedicate your time to this? Because, like, don't get me wrong, I love being involved in, like, a million different things, but ALC is one of those things that's pretty time-consuming. Like, you don't realize it when you're, like, reading it. You're like, oh, like, it's a one-hour meeting a week, but it's like, no,
it's
like, you're
going to,
like,
that.
You got emails to send, you got, like, lists to make, you got events to coordinate, everything. So just kind of seeing that drive to build the HANA community.
And being flexible, I think. Yes. Like, we have to adapt a lot. Like, you never know, like, especially like an event like Showdown, like, you never know how something's gonna, like a hockey game, for example, like, you never know how like something's gonna go a certain year. So just being able to like take things how they come and like shift. Like, we have to do that for a lot of events, like shift last minute, like go do something. And it's okay when you have like a team that's like willing to do it with you. So they're all great. They're so amazing.
And speaking of stepping up and improving a little bit, what new things can we expect for Showdown this year compared to last year? Why are we laughing? What's happening? I'm scared.
I don't know. Maybe
Hiding something. You're hiding something.
Maybe we have a special dance team for you guys this year. A surprise dance team.
Mm-hmm. What?
That's all we'll say about that.
Okay, like flamethrowers. We're getting those too, right? Flamethrowers on the side? Okay.
I don't know about flamethrowers.
No? Okay, fine.
No. I remember it's like at the balcony.
Oh.
Right. Stop gaslighting me.
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
Sorry. Like,
no, you're right.
Actually, on that note, because I know the winner, so Musty last year got to dance with Flo Rida. Are we doing the same thing this year? What's happening?
So I know.
How does that happen?
Yes.
I don't know how they finished.
Yeah, I don't know. Or I don't know exactly how it went last year. I know like homecoming court. So like every year homecoming court meets the Marathon Monday artists is like something that they do.
Okay.
So I don't know if they also include like Showdown winners in that, if they did that last year.
If it is, it's not us.
Kudos to y'all. It's not us.
But who knows? Maybe that's a good incentive. Dancing with T-Pain sounds amazing.
That's a pretty good incentive to twerk your ass
off.
Put
in those extra hours.
On stage.
No,
yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I've been wanting him to come for so long. Like, it's
she called T-Pain. She was literally like, I wish that he would come.
Please.
I don't know who was listening in the background, but I was like, yeah, we need T-Pain. I've been saying it since last year. So
they're getting a lot of hate for that for some reason. I don't understand it. I like T-Pain. I like T-Pain. Baby girl. Let me buy you a drink. I know you hate him.
Elbowing my way to the front.
If people are not liking it, maybe that means there's more tickets.
Right, clearly. I would hope so,
okay,
but no, because they're not available.
But yeah, it seems like that's not working.
That was a fiasco. So. One of the guys in our team texted the group chat. He's like, hey, guys. They got 30 tickets. It's just like, selling, and then they like took them all back. So,
yeah. Oh, is that the StockX that was on her?
That was that him? That was him? So. Okay, yeah, that was him.
I was like, 1X, 1X. Like,
yeah,
I was like,
you. Like. Yeah, no, that was a real, apparently there was a glitch in the system. That, I don't know
it's
if
always a glitch.
This. It's always a glitch.
There's always
every time.
A glitch.
Maybe we I saw that there on her, too. They were just like, BC students being shocked when the shitty website is shitty. Like, wow, yeah, there we go.
Like Rob Sham tickets, like scammer front. No, I've heard that. I'm like, there's, I don't know.
Ironically, Rob Sham box office follows me on Instagram.
Really?
And I'm very, I know, it's so random. I didn't even know they had an Instagram either.
Shout out to RTAC?
I don't, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I've been seeing their tags sometimes, like random things. Oh, you know, they posted it on the BC Instagram that was like, sorry, y'all, like there was an issue with the ticketing system.
They post that twice a week. No, it's fine. Yeah. They'll get there someday.
They'll get there.
I believe in them. We'll they just need to update their website. That 2007 interface isn't working anymore.
Yeah,
but
it's
okay. It'll be okay.
Yeah. I feel like a student can make like a replacement website. Like, I feel like we
easily.
Have students that can make a website more functional.
I mean, we've got alumni that like have their own. Like apps and stuff,
probably
right?
Alumni,
they should
like,
be able to figure it out.
I guess
anyway,
those like career events, be like, hey, I got a job for you.
Hire an intern.
Exactly.
Hire an intern. They'll deal with it for you.
True.
But you also had a problem. You mentioned that earlier. You also had a problem with
exactly with the free tickets.
Yeah,
and it's like when ticketing, it's like. It's just like, oh, we can't even do it. We just have to wait for it to get fixed, like the bug in the system to get fixed or something.
Yeah.
So it definitely can be a little, like...
Pain in the ass.
Yeah, or like panic, like a little panic mode in the beginning because you're like, what went wrong? But sometimes...
How did that... Did they pull the tickets back from the people that got the free ones?
I think what they did was they gave, like, everybody who bought, the free tickets got, like, a link to, like, officially buy their ticket.
Okay.
So, like... the free ticket is not gonna work. Yeah. So like for the ticket to be valid, I think they have to like actually like buy it through the link that they got.
Yeah, this shows how much of a production is. One thing changes, messes up and everything's scramble.
Dumb, right?
You know,
so,
you really have to scramble. Yeah. Have there been any, I don't know if you want to say this yet, but have there been any blaring problems this year with setup that you were expecting?
Honestly, we did. My like advisor for UGBC like unexpectedly left like very recently. Like like right after spring break.
Okay.
So, and that's like usually who I like do all the showdown planning with and who I work like side by side with, and mm-hmm. so does Sauron. So like yeah. that was definitely like unexpected and like mm-hmm. definitely threw a wrench in the scheduling, or like it definitely made me so nervous. Like no lie about that. I was like in freak out mode because that's like they were in charge of like most like it's a paid adult. So I was like in charge yeah. of most of like right. the like working with the production team and like contracts and stuff. So like I was just worried that it would all like fall out of place, but it honestly has been a smooth transition. Like there's like other people in like the OSI office who just like stepped up and like helped us. So you know, we're still living, but it was working. Definitely like a crazy moment. Like
I think what was like, well, not nice because like we miss him, but like at the hard part, the good part about the timing of it was that we had already solidified the majority of yeah, the details. True. Like we, the place was booked, technology, the like media services was booked, like
date
all
was booked,
like everything, like so basically like all our boxes were checked off. Mm-hmm. But it was I to echo what she said, like it was still like nerve wracking when the website went up and like we were like telling our friends like, oh, buy your tickets, buy your this because right. like. Like basically the last thing that we were really talking about after he left was like the ticketing and everything. So like to see,
I literally had to go on DND when the tickets went live. I was like,
like I'm gonna.
Oh god, it's not it. Like, yeah, I mean, that's got to be nerve wracking. I mean, if like the paid person who's helping you out disappears at the last minute. Yeah.
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 Shout out him. I think he's mm-hmm. has a good opportunity. So
anyway, congratulations to him. Yeah. And we are running out of time because someone's got the room right after us. Yeah. But thank you guys so much for coming.
Yes,
I really appreciate
us.
It. Give time. One last plug for Showdown. Let's hear it.
Come to Showdown this year, April
13th. April 13th,
7 p.m.
Get
be there
a little early.
Jinx.
Get yourself some better seats in the front.
Get your tickets now while it works.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank y'all so much for coming again. And send them off, Will.
And thank you to our listeners. Until next time.